Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and I'm stoked to be here with you today. I just got off the chit chat with the one, the only, Kate Thomas, aka Daily Lifts. I love her vibe on social media and her entire platform, so I cannot wait for you guys to just chime into our bestie girl chat vibe. We talk about how to help you hit new PRs, how to increase weight. We also answer a lot of your questions that you wrote in and give a little bit of gym girl advice. This is just us being your big gym girl sisses, and it is such a vibe. It's so much fun. I don't want to postpone our chat any longer, so I'm going to do the word of the week, which is ambition, and the definition is a strong desire to do or to achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work. This is the focus of the week. We're going to be ambitious, and it's something that I want to think about and something that, as I'm reflecting, doing my very first own Gymshark event that is mine, I'm hosting it. This is insane to me. My ambition, I'm just thinking of how I was able to push myself and be able to create this dream that seems like it's not even real yet. So I just want to pass that on to you as a listener. Like, push yourself, dream big, and be ambitious. Today's review from the podcast, which, by the way, you guys have been filling out so many reviews recently, which I just cannot thank you enough. They mean so much, and I just love reading all of them. So today's is from Allison Likes This App, and it says, "Always look forward to Wednesday. I love your content on YouTube and Instagram. I so easily fell in love with this podcast. As a young woman, it makes me feel so heard in the gym with my experiences. It's so inspiring, so thank you for this content. Girl power." Thank you so much for your review. And girl power is exactly what this episode embodies and entails. I'm so excited to dive in. And without further ado, let's welcome Kate to the podcast. What's up, everybody? We're going to welcome the one, the only, Kate Thomas. But you guys know her as Daily Lives. Let's go. Say what's up. Say
hello.
Hey.
Hi, how's everyone doing? Yes, my name's Kate. Yes, Kate Thomas, but my Instagram's Daily Lifts. A lot of people know me by that.
Yeah.
My real name is Daily.
Oh, really?
I know, no one knows that. Everyone thinks I'm just like a daily poster.
Wait, that is so cool.
I know, it's my mom's maiden name. So my full name's Daily Catherine Thomas, so my mom really liked the name Kate.
Mm-hmm.
So we just went with it.
Okay, that is so cute. That is so cool.
Really cute. Yeah.
Look at that. You learn something new every day.
I know. I look a lot more clever when people understand that because it's like Daily Lifts, but they just don't get it yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Not quite yet, but they are now as a listener.
Yeah.
That makes it even more special, I feel like, because that's, you know, your name and your mom's maiden name. I love that.
I know. It's really cute.
That's so cute. Okay. Well, go ahead and tell everyone. Are you in Canada? Are you? Or
yes.
Am I dumb? Yes. Okay. Okay.
No,
good.
No,
you're one of the Canada girlies. Okay. Canada girlies are popping off. I'm like, let's go.
I'm here for the Canadian girlies. Like, yeah. The Canadian girlies truly do hit a little different.
For sure.
I'm incredibly biased because I'm friends with most of them, but
Yeah, who's your little crew? Because you always get to work out with a bunch of people. You can go ahead and name drop because
Yes,
it's fun.
absolutely. So I live in the same city as Kate Craig. Kate is my best friend, my little soulmate.
Yes, for sure,
But
soulmate.
yes, for soulmate, if you will.
Swole.
And before I moved back to Calgary, because I was in Victoria, BC for 5 years doing university. So I went to the same gym as Michaela Nisa. So that's how I know her. I
Stop.
know.
I
Yeah.
love
Yeah.
Michaela. She's already been on.
I know. She was like the famous influencer at my gym. And
Yeah.
like obviously I wasn't on social media at all. So obviously I didn't go up and talk to her because I was scared.
Yeah. No,
But
like,
once
yeah.
I st yeah. Yeah. Once I started posting, I felt more comfortable to like put myself out there. And then I know a bunch of the Vancouver girls, like Sid Progress,
Love her.
Erica.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So that's like my main, that's who like I would definitely go on like trips with and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like such a fun crew because I also follow Sid and I saw her and you and each other's videos. I'm like, that's so cool. It is so fun to watch all of your videos and all your interactions. I'm dead. If you guys don't follow Kate, go ahead and follow her because I just love all of your videos and you chit chat and mic'd up. It's such a vibe. I'm like,
I
if we lived,
know.
I wish I lived close to you because
I
I would
know.
love to work out with you. And that is like the utmost compliment. That is the vibe.
It would be so fun. Yeah, we definitely have a lot of fun because I mean, like the gym should be so much fun.
Yeah.
Like it should be a blast. That's why you continue to go, like make it better than going out to the bars.
Y
Like
let yes.
if you've
Yes.
done that,
You've
like
won.
you've won. A sleigh is a sleigh,
A sleigh is a sleigh, as she says. So give us a little background on yourself. You said you went to university, and then how did you kind of get into fitness? And what is your training style now? Let's hear a little background because I want to know more about you.
Of course, of course. So I just graduated last year. So last December from University of Victoria. Like I said, that's on Vancouver Island. And I was studying psychology and business there. Not that I use any of that
Dang it.
now. I know. So I had every intention of going to grad school specifically for psychology, but then I started posting my
Yeah.
workout stuff and I just started getting traction, and then all of a sudden I started making money, and then grad school's kind of out the window at right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, once I started being like, oh, I can actually do this full time, this is amazing, this is what I love doing, I do it every day regardless, I just kind of sent it. So I only started my Instagram about a year ago. I was on like TikTok, I think, for like 6 months prior to that, but I was never consistent. So Instagram was kind of when I started taking it seriously. And yeah, I just it just kind of happened. So what I'm very thankful for it. And yeah, so right now I am a full-time content creator. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, basically. And then, oh, so my training style, that's what you asked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do the typical hypertrophy style training, just the weight training. And then I am a little hoe for strength training. Like, I
Yeah.
am down bad,
No, you
so down
are.
bad.
You're, yes. Goals.
It
Absolute
just,
goals.
it fires me up. Like, there's no tomorrow. Like,
I'm
I
dead.
love it. And
Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
I always get people asking me like, oh, if you like it so much, why aren't you competing? And there's just something about I don't want to ruin it.
Right. Okay. Yes.
I'm very scared to ruin it because I have so much fun. And the big thing with me is as soon as I start taking something too seriously, it's not fun.
Yeah, it like goes overboard because then it becomes stressful. It's like, now I'm not working out because I love it, because I'm having fun. I'm trying to hit this goal. And if I don't hit it, like then you start like hating it and hating yourself and hate training.
Yes.
And you're like kind of regretful about going to the gym. You're like, no, now I have to do this instead of, no, this is fun. I get to do this. Yeah, I can see that.
I know, and I'm so hard on myself.
Yeah.
It was the same school. I played competitive soccer. I was so hard on myself. And I'm only hard on myself when I take things seriously. And so I've never been hard on myself for the gym and lifting and strength, because I'm, at the end of the day, I'm just doing it for fun. Like, I'm just throwing up the big weight for fun. And
big, big weight. Hey, go ahead and list them. List, what are your PRs at right now? Because later on in the podcast, we're going to talk about this and how we can help other people increase their weight. Cause that's always a big question, right? Hey, how can I'm in a plateau. How can I get over that? A lot of it's mental, but you know, we'll talk about that a little
so
bit later,
mental, yeah.
But go ahead. Spout your numbers off. Let's go. Bragging. Let's get it. I'm asking. So it's not bragging.
No, you're good. So for strength, I typically only do strength for squats and bench press right now. So my squat, I actually just did 305 the other day.
Stop.
That's pounds. Yeah, I know. It was
Stop.
Crazy. Just for one, but yeah.
Let's go.
It felt like a lot.
I totally saw that.
Yeah, it was, yeah, it will get better. I really want 315.
You got it.
So I think that's coming soon. And
good
then
night.
For bench, I know. I know. For bench, I think it was a while ago, but I got 170 pounds for one. I know. I know.
I'm starstruck.
It's honestly hilarious. Like, when I do it, I'm like, that was funny. Like, that's just...
Oh my gosh. I'm so here for it. I need to bench 135. Like, I know I can do it. I'm way too scared, because I'm scared, again, I'm going to be disappointed or butthurt that I can't do it. So I need to just do it. And it's a day, like on a day when I feel it, I'm like, I got this. I need to just check it off the box and move on, because.
Yeah. Like you said, it's all mental.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if you're only used to like bench pressing a bar, and then you have people saying like, oh, it's all mental, you can bench plate. Like, no,
yeah,
that's
no.
not realistic.
Okay, no, yeah.
But if you're pretty close to it, which I'm assuming you are, like,
yeah,
it's just about training and warming up properly, which we'll get into later.
Yeah.
Like you said. But yeah, I can get you to a plate. Don't
Let's
you worry,
do
baby.
It. Let's do it. I'm so excited. How did you first get into fitness then? Like, what started all of this for you?
So like I said earlier, I played competitive soccer my whole life. So my soccer team started doing fitness sessions once a week when I was about 13. So I started weight training around 13, 14 years old. It was just dumbbell, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But that's when I started, you know, trying to build muscle. And actually, the personal trainer that did our sessions, we got along so well. His name's Steve Brandon. He has taught me everything I know. We just love shooting shit. Like, we got along so well. So when he left a couple years after I was around 15, he had a private gym. So I just went there and he trained me along with all his other clients. Yeah. So I was probably weightlifting about twice a week at that
That's
point,
crazy.
and then doing,
Yeah.
I know, doing soccer the other days. So that was through high school. And then I didn't actually become super consistent doing like the whole 5 to 6 days a week until probably second year of university. So I was around 18, 19. Yeah.
You started young.
And
I love that.
I know. I know. It's just because of sport. And
for sure.
I only started working, like, my main goal at the beginning was literally just to get stronger for soccer and prevent injury, because I did not want to get injured. So yeah, I nothing there wasn't like a specific body goal that I wanted, like I don't even think big butts were in at that point. Like when I was 13, I was definitely not thinking, oh, I just want the juiciest ass.
Yeah, no, you're just trying to get better for your sport. And I think that's cool because it's so relatable for, I feel like a lot of people, right? Like we started in sports and then somehow it's like, okay, well, we still want to stay active. We still want to keep those habits. And then that just kind of transitions to some other form of exercise, whether it's the gym, weightlifting, and whatnot. So that's cool.
And for
Little
some people, it's
go-getter.
really humbling, if you are so good at a sport, but you've never weight trained.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're trying to get into it after, but you're like, you have this athlete mentality, and you're like, why am I bad at this? And that's why some people just never get into it, because they're like,
Yeah.
I don't like being bad at this, because they're so used to
Being good
winning,
at their
almost.
sport.
Yeah,
Like,
being good.
yeah. Oh, wait, that is so true. I want to know how you worked through that. But I know for myself, some sports I'm like, I don't want to play this because it's like not fun. I'm not going to be good. Like when people are
Oh,
like, oh, let's
I hate
go.
doing things I'm not good at.
Yeah, I'm like, like I'm going to do it to be fun, but I get frustrated sometimes because I am a little bit more competitive of I have to be good or at least have a baseline to play in this sport to feel good.
No, I absolutely agree. I was so fortunate in that through my soccer, we had weight training sessions, so I already had
Yeah.
that knowledge. And then I also had my personal trainer, Steve. So if I had any questions, I would just ask him. Like, that's how I gained all my knowledge. So I
Yeah,
was
that's
very
helpful.
fortunate, but a lot of people don't have that.
What would you give advice on to help if somebody was, in that mentality, they're trying to get in the gym, start weight training, but they're a little bit intimidated or having a hard time?
Yeah, that it's really hard because lots of people don't know where to start, so they just
Yeah.
start doing random workouts that they see on Instagram, which is fair. Like, I still want people to do my
Yeah.
workouts. So it's kind of like it makes no sense, but you just got to do a bit of research, just a
Yeah.
bit. Get just the basics down. Don't do anything crazy. Like, go to the gym, do three exercises, just three compounds, and you're already gonna just get the tiniest little bit of confidence
Yep.
to go in there again and do another two next time. Like, it's just about getting in there.
I think so too. Just getting comfortable with being in there and slowly adding it on. You don't have to like go in and expect yourself again, like we said, to go and bench a plate your first day. That no. Like get
Like,
the
it's a new one.
it's a
Yeah,
new
it's a new
thing.
environment.
Yeah, and it's okay to feel nervous. That's normal actually to feel nervous and anxious when you do something new for the first time. Because I've definitely have talked about that. Like even when you're going to a new job, like some of us will show up like 5 hours early and be like, I'm so nervous. Like I can't sleep. Like help me. Like that's a normal thing. So
Even when I would like go to a spin class, even now, like, I am not a spin class girly. Like,
wait.
I hate when people tell me what to do. That's one thing about me. I can't
I feel
stand
that. I feel that.
it. And I just really don't get how they're chanting while they're on the. It makes no sense to me. Like, I'm just so envious. So even walking into a new environment, like a spin studio or a boxing studio, which is something I really want to try, it's so humbling.
Yeah.
It because you're just not used to it, so
Yep.
you gotta do it. We're just not used to it.
You'll get
You gotta put
there.
yourself out there. Yeah, you'll get there.
You do. I just went to my first spin class 2 weeks ago now, and
How'd
same
you like
thing.
it?
It was so lit. It was, I'm like,
Like,
what
the
the heck?
music
Oh,
bumping,
yeah.
it's like it's so fun.
It is so crazy. I had no idea what to expect because I've seen stuff on Instagram and I'm like, what's going on? And then, people like dip their shoulders and like tap and like you got all these arm things. I'm like, what is going on? But when you're in there, you literally feel invincible. I'm like, yo, let's go. The music is so loud
No.
and they do it to like the rhythm. So the one I went to, I feel like all of them do this, but like to the beat of the song, they're like, okay, go. And then they'll be like, sprint. And so you're going as fast as you can. I'm like, yo, this bike is about to levitate. And then we're like doing rows and all these like arm things. And I'm like, this is the most wild thing. And in Detroit, it is so lit. Like everybody is just hyping it up. And like, it was so much fun. It was a vibe. And I wanted to go this week, but
Oh
I
my
was way
gosh.
too sore. I was way too sore to go again.
It
Oh
is
my
so
gosh.
funny because that too is very humbling when you're used to picking up like 40 dumbbells
Oh, yeah.
and you go to the little basket in the spin studio, you pick up those fives and you're like,
You're
I
like,
know I can't go heavier. I know I
yeah, or
can't.
2.5s or no weight at all. You're like, no, I'm just, come on, no.
You're
Yeah.
like, I can't. I'm gonna just stick to the dance and
Yeah.
not be throwing these things around.
It is humbling, but no one needs to know. It's dark in that room. Nobody needs to know.
No, yeah.
We're staying humble. I love that. I think that that's a really good mindset, is just humble. You don't need to have an
Yeah.
ego. It keeps you
No.
safe and it helps you be more open to trying new things. So,
Yes, you got to be open.
100%.
I say that because I'm hoping that I take that advice and like maybe, grow a pair and go to a boxing class or something.
Do
Oh,
it.
because that sounds so fun.
They are so hard. So I did one when I lived in Arizona, and it was like we would do like a little bit of strength and conditioning and then do the bags. And like I'd spar with, not
Yeah.
spar, but the coach with the pads or whatever. And then I would literally have to
Yeah.
do like 200 crunches and then get right back up and do it. And your core is on fire. Your core is, oh my gosh, my abs were
I
so
think I would
sore.
accidentally, I think I would accidentally punch someone in the face. Like I'm not the, my aim is not the
Dude,
best.
they're
Like if I
pretty
was
good. I bet they're used to that, sadly, but no, you should do it. You're accountable now. You've expressed it out loud.
Damn, you're holding me accountable, hey?
No, it's all good. I say stuff like, "Oh, I'm gonna do this," and I'm like, "Dang, the podcasties know a little bit too much," because they're like, "Brittany,
No,
you
I
haven't
know.
been doing this." I'm like, "Oh shoot, you're right." So it's fun.
I know. I love it.
All good. Do you have a gym routine? And if so, what does it look like? Because I love gym routines, and I think it helps calm
Yeah.
anxiety sometimes too if people are nervous. Like, what does that look like for you?
Like you just mean the
So this
prep
could be
to go
like,
to the
yeah,
gym.
like prepping, going into the gym. I mean, if you want to share your workout split, you can too. But even if you have kind of like a pre-gym, whatever you do to hype yourself up to go to the gym, any of that.
Yeah, so I honestly I'm not a routine girly. I wish I
Oh.
was. I'm just all over the place.
No, that's cool.
No, I'm absolutely a shit show, to be honest, but
That's fine.
But the only, I make sure everything's charged and ready to go because I have to create the content. Always eat before, tons of carbs, ton load the carbs because
Yeah.
that's gonna give you a ton of energy, gonna give you a great pump. I always do my makeup, always. Some people will come at me for that, so be it, it's not your face.
Yep.
So yeah, that just makes me feel so good, especially if I'm on camera. Yeah, and then I do my little cocktail pre-workout and creatine. Yeah, and then I head out. There's no specific time that I go just because I work out with Kate Craig every day. So we have to plan each other around each other's
Yeah.
commitments. So
I
it
love
is
that.
all over the place. All over the place. Yeah.
Oh, but your gym
Yeah.
besties,
I
soulmates.
know.
I love that.
Soulmates.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's basically all I do. It's I don't have like a very strict routine. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I think that's probably comforting for a lot of people because not everybody has a routine. And some of us, like
No,
me, I
no.
have to have a routine. So I love it. You got to get
Yeah,
both,
for
both
some
sides.
people it keeps you sane.
Yep.
And I'm way too hard on myself, so if I make a routine and I'm constantly
Yeah.
breaking that routine, I just can't deal with that negative self-talk. I
Yeah.
can't do it.
No, but that's so
Yeah.
cool that you know that about yourself because,
Yeah.
again, I think everybody's different for whatever works for them. So I love that. Would you say that your mindset has changed over the years of your fitness industry, like being in this space? I feel like, again, you kind of played sports when you were younger, but now that you're lifting weights, has there have you had to like overcome any initial thoughts or like myths that you had to bust or anything, or how do you feel like you've grown through that?
Yeah, so I've changed a lot. So for those that are not aware of my physique or my build, I have a very athletic build. I've always had big legs. Like, my mom said that I came out of the womb with absolute tanks for legs. So I've always kind of had that. And so I was so insecure growing up. I was beyond insecure because all my close friends, they were looking so cute in their little Brandy Melville skirts. And I just looked and felt like a unit next to them. Yeah. And that's tough because, like, I know I'm not, like, you know, it's just kind of hard. But before I even touched a weight, all I wanted to do was shrink my legs, shrink my body. And similar to most girlies, I was so scared of picking up the heavy weights. I was so scared of increasing my weights because I always said I wanted to just maintain.
Yeah,
that was always my excuse, like, maintain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the hell is that, Kate? So I was just scared of looking bulky. Obviously, I now know that is ridiculously hard. Like, I hope the girlies know now that it's so difficult. You have to try so hard, and like most of us, including myself, don't even work hard enough to do that.
Yeah,
you know. And yeah, so I, how my mind, like the mind switch, kind of happened when I started training consistently and started trying to grow my legs rather than shrink them. So that was around like 4 years ago, I want to say. And I really started to embrace my athletic build. I started to embrace my legs and for what my legs allowed me to do. So I was more so focused on what my body can accomplish rather than what it looked like. And that was kind of the switch for me, because it completely changed how I felt about myself. And yeah, so I didn't have any like body goals still. Like I said that earlier, I didn't have any specific body goals. Obviously, you know, dump truck season, everyone wants it. I want it. But for the most part, for the past year, I've been strictly just focusing on performance goals rather than physique goals. Just it's better for my head. It's better for my mental health. The progress when you make that switch is so much more significant. And it's just like a lot more fun. It is so fun when you just don't give a shit what you look like and you're just wanting to be so strong, there you gain so much confidence. And it has made me so much happier when I focus on that stuff. And yeah, so I what I'm trying to say is I just gained so much confidence focusing on that stuff rather than achieving this dream body that I wanted. And yeah, that type of confidence is intrinsic and it's unshakable. And that's what's very important to note. And now my legs are probably my favorite part of my body. And just because of what they allow me to do and accomplish. And yeah, all I gotta say is if you got something freaky, just make it freakier. Because we shouldn't be trying to change ourselves. We should just be trying to elevate what we already have, you know?
100%. That is like, if I could have everybody feel something, that is what I would want them to feel, is just to be confident in their own skin and in their own body. Because with that, like you said, you're untouchable. You don't care what anybody else has to say about you because mm-hmm. you just love yourself. And having that mindset focus of, what do I look like, versus, you know, I just want to kind of feel good. And that's going to be different. My body's going to look different, but I just want to feel good along the way. I want to enjoy what I'm doing. I want to enjoy my workouts. And you can tell that definitely through your content, but it just makes everyone, like, your personal life so much better when you can just go to the gym, enjoy your workout. You're focusing on how you feel. You're focusing on performance, using different ways to measure success and progress instead of just wanting the scale to go down, which I feel like slowly that is kind of getting kicked to the curb, especially as people are talking about this more. And thank goodness
for that.
Yeah. I definitely love that that is a good thing that's come out of social media, and a lot of people talking about it is helping others now be able to come to that same conclusion. So thank you so much for sharing. I loved it.
Yes, absolutely. And like you were talking about, for measuring progress and stuff like that, performance is so easy to measure.
Yes.
And that's what's so beautiful. Like, it's, you can just write it on a piece of paper.
Yeah. And it's so exciting, like, because you get to try and try again. All you're doing is trying to get stronger, or trying to get faster, or trying to do more reps. Like, it, it's so rewarding.
And in the process, you are building muscle. You are really working hard. And eventually, you're going to love how you look. I'll bet you $1 million, as soon as you stop focusing on how you look and just on performance, couple months into that, you're going to look in the mirror and be like, damn.
Yeah.
What have I been doing?
Exactly. Because you're being more consistent and you're wanting to show up more instead of being intimidated and just down on yourself again, having that negative self-talk, because you're like, no, this is actually fun. Like, I like what I'm doing. And when you're enjoying the journey, it's so much easier to keep showing up instead of just getting discouraged, because everyone's weight fluctuates. My weight fluctuates. Like, if I ever had that as a measure, count me out. Like, no, that it just
count me out.
You're, like, and first of all, we're women, so like, we're gonna be more bloated during certain times of the month. Like,
absolutely.
No, like, everybody goes through that. So don't have that be any kind of measure of progress or anything. You've got to accurately track that, I feel like. So I loved that point. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run? Maybe you would take a nap, read a book, hang out with friends. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, what would you use it for? The best way to squeeze in that special thing into your schedule is to know what is important to you and to make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. You guys know I've been on a mental health journey recently and am a huge advocate for therapy. It can really help talk through things that you have been through and just digest and maybe get a better handle on your situation. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Brit. Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank grill.
I know. I love it. And, you know, I always say when people are trying to build muscle, and I'm like, I just always say, you better throw that scale out, because
Yep.
If you're not comfortable with that going up, you're not gonna see any progress because
Well, yeah.
muscle weighs a lot. I weigh a lot. Like I have no problem with that. I want that to keep going up.
Yeah.
But as if you're not comfortable with seeing that number go up, you need to ditch that. Like you need to get rid of that.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what number's on there, because if you're not going to be happy inside of who you are, you're not going to find that. That
Doesn't
number on the
matter.
scale is not going to just randomly make
Yep.
you happier, and it's impossible to stay in the exact same weight 24/7, 365 for the rest of your life. So it's time
Oh
to
my
cut that
gosh, no way.
mentality.
Yeah.
Like, literally, cut that and go based off how you feel and find some new ways to track progress or track, just find better goals. Set better
Yes.
goals. Set those expectations better. All right. I
Find better
love,
goals.
yeah, find better goals.
Yeah.
Not, yeah.
I love it.
Oh, man. So now let's chat about tips on how to properly warm up for a PR, how we can increase that. You
Oh my
did a great
gosh,
video, and
yes.
I'm like, yes, why haven't I talked about this yet? So I'll let you, since you're the
Thank
guest,
you so
go
much.
ahead and chit chat through this, because we're all about, again, here's some new goals. Increase your weight. If you have been lifting the same weight for
Oh.
a while, it's time to up it. Kate's going to take it away. Let's do it.
Yes, absolutely. So, like I said earlier, I only do strength for my squats and my bench press right now, but you can do it with anything. You can do this method with whatever the heck you want.
Yeah.
Basically, what I do is I'm not doing working sets of 8 to 10 because that is hypertrophy. We're training for strength.
Yep.
So I basically have to warm up in a way that's going to allow me to hit a one rep max. So what that usually looks like when I, for example, when I do my squats, I'll do my warm up weight and I'll do it for like 5 reps. Take a big break, emphasis on the big,
Your little
and
chair.
grab a chair, baby,
Yeah.
because we're sitting
Yeah.
in between. And then it's gonna look a lot different for everyone, but I'm just gonna say what plates I put on just so people get
Do it. Yeah,
visuals.
do it.
So a plate is my warm up, so I put a plate on. That's when I do the 5 reps, take a break, and then I usually put the 25s on each side. And I do 3 reps, take a huge break, add another 20 pounds. So I put the 35s on. I think I do like 2 reps. So I'm going down in reps as I'm going up in weight. Then take a big rest. And then that's when I add 2 plates on each side. So that's 225 pounds. And that's kind of my benchmark for how the day is going to go, whether it's going to be a good day or a bad day, depends on how that feels. But yeah, and then I'll do 1 rep of that. And from there on, I'm simply just adding very small amounts of weight and just doing 1 rep. That whole warm-up process, it's just to tell the brain that more weight will be added every single time you go to squat. And the point of doing low reps is that you're not fatiguing your muscles so that when you get to your 1 rep max, you're not burnt out, you're not toasted, and you have enough energy for it. So yeah, so that's gonna sound weird to a lot of people, but whatever. Like you're training for strength. If you want to get out of a plateau, like this is how you do it. You can go right back to hypertrophy after if you just do this for a couple months and just see what you can do. Like
Yeah.
we get so comfortable just because our sets still feel hard no matter what weight is on it. So we automatically assume, oh, like I just it still feels hard, so I'm gonna stay here. But you just won't progress. You know, you've got to really push your limits.
I
It's not gonna
agree.
be easy.
No.
Yeah, so basically at the end of when I'm getting to the one rep, sometimes I do like five sets of just the one rep maxes. So I'll do like I'll just keep adding until I basically hit failure or close to failure, or when I feel like I just simply can't go on, that's when I stop. And then from there on, I do a huge back off set. So I pick a very challenging weight, not like just a little above my working weight, is what I would say. And I am wrap that. So I am wrap is as many reps as possible. And that's one of the, I actually like PR on that specifically a lot. I track that PR because every week it gets stronger. So I count that the one rep PR max and then the back off PR because you're still increasing the back off every week. And that's the way I look at it is that sets you up really, really good for the next week. And you're still getting that high rep set, just to really solidify the strength. Because you're at that point, you're fatigued. And so you're really pushing your body past its limits. And yeah, that's what I do for squatting, that whole process. And then I also do it for bench. That's what I do for bench as well. Yeah.
That is awesome. Is that something that you do every week then? So every like day, that's what you're doing for squats, and then every upper body day, that's what you're doing for bench in this strength
Yeah.
phase? Okay, cool.
So I do it, I do squats once a week and I do bench once a week. You can definitely do more. I just don't.
Yeah. And then
Just do
after, oh, go ahead.
no, go on.
So then after that, do you then complete a full leg day after that? Just kind of more simple exercises. Is that your main compound? And then you'll have a second leg day where you're doing other compounds,
Yeah.
or do you stack that squat
So
day?
my split, I put my squats on my quad and glute day. So since glutes are my main focus right now, physique-wise, I do one quad and glute day and then one hamstring and glute day. And
Yeah.
that's just what works for me. I like that makes sense in my brain. And that's all that
100%.
matters.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And so yeah, typically I put the squats on the quad day. So I finish after I do that whole strength training, I just continue my workout as I would any other leg day. I definitely don't take it easy after
Yeah.
that. Maybe I should, but
No, your body's used to it.
yeah, my
Yeah.
body is used to it. So I would say if you're just getting into it, you might want to do like maybe two exercises after, see how you feel. But it does take a lot out of you, even if you
Yes.
don't know it yet. Like
And mentally.
even if you weren't doing, high reps, you're still absolutely toasted because it really hits the central nervous system, and
Yeah.
that's what takes you out. Yeah.
Do you have a couple favorite ways to recover? Are you like big into foam rolling, or are you just kind of like one of those girls that just leaves, which is fine. There's no shame. There's no shame. We've all been there. We've all been there.
No, yeah. So I like if anything at the end, I'll just do a tiny bit of stretching and mobility. I don't foam roll anymore just because I read this is probably a whole other topic because it's lengthy, but I read a couple of research articles on how it's like it's good, but it's not proven to be super effective. And
Yeah.
I was like, oh, great. So I just like absolutely confirmed my bias of hating
Yeah.
it. So perfect. I'll get rid of it. So I
Yeah,
haven't, yeah. Because, yeah, I don't know. I just
I'll be.
haven't, I, yeah, go on.
It's nice when I'm super sore to get a little extra massage in.
Yeah.
But yeah,
And get
the
that blood flowing.
yes, the research is
Yeah.
though, like, it's does it really help you? We don't know. Does it do anything negative? No. So it's
That's
like,
like a lot of things.
Yeah,
So it's
it's like there's no
just do
negatives.
whatever you want.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the main point. There's no negatives to doing it.
Yeah.
Just like a
So
lot
like,
of
yeah.
stuff. Like if there's no negatives, just do what you want. Do what
Yep.
makes you happy. Do what like you think your brain likes, because that's a huge part of it. If your brain thinks it's working,
Yes.
it probably is.
Keep doing it. Yeah. I love that. Because
Yeah.
it is, it's individual for everybody. But
Yeah.
back to your cool down routine. Sorry.
Yes. So no, you're good. Yeah, I absolutely am one of those people that sometimes just leaves, but for the most part, I'll throw in a couple stretches here and there at the end, but I'm big on mobility before.
Same, yeah.
Huge. Yeah, especially on a squat day, I won't do more than like 5 minutes, but like in those 5 minutes, I'm really getting the hips going, because it gets my head in the game too. It's very mental.
It really is.
Yeah, other than that, I don't have really a cool down routine. After I go to the gym, I always make sure I eat a ton after, obviously. Like if you just toasted your muscles, you have to replenish and fuel them. Yeah, other than that, not much. I've really been into cold showers
Oh,
recently.
really?
That's my new thing.
Could not be
Yeah.
me. I
I
love
know.
my
Well,
sauna. My sauna showers.
I don't get into the shower cold.
Yeah.
Like I do whatever. I wash my body in my really, really hot shower.
Yeah.
Because
Burning,
I'm just like you,
melting my skin.
burning me basically. And then I'll just turn it on freezing cold, and I'll stay in for like a minute. And I originally started doing this because people said it would like I don't know, cure my depression.
Oh,
I was like,
air
okay,
hug.
sure.
Oh,
Like,
man.
just because it's to
Yeah.
deal with like anxiety and stuff
Yeah.
and to reset your body, whatever. And I actually, my muscles just feel so good after it.
That is
So I was
so
like,
cool.
okay, double whammy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. I
That's
know.
so
It is
cool.
really hard though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it, but there's no
I
promises.
know. It's more so I'm doing something that I absolutely don't want to do.
So it's like the
You know?
discipline.
It's the discipline. For a lot of people, that's
Love
the
it.
gym for them.
Yeah.
But the gym for me is like, oh, I'm going to vibe there.
Yep.
Like that will never be a dis that's never a motivation or a discipline for me. I'm just vibing.
Yeah.
I go to have fun. But so I kind of do need something that really emphasizes that discipline so that I'm a little bit stricter with myself.
I love that. That's
Yeah.
cool. Well,
Yeah.
cold showers. I think there's a lot of people who do that. Like I've seen it on TikTok, whether it's just on TikTok or people do it in their real life. I'm curious. So
I know.
comment below
I've
if you're a cold
seen,
shower taker.
yeah, like I've seen people get in the tubs,
Oh yeah,
like
like ice
outside.
baths.
Yes.
Oh yeah, no, there's yeah.
Yeah.
Even like, oh, I'm
That's,
trying.
I think
Yeah,
that's a different breed of people for sure.
it is. So I actually just took a course all about recovery, and that is one of the like recovery methods. I cannot think off the top of my head the benefits, but yeah, it
I just
was
know there's so many.
yeah.
We don't know them, but we know there's so many.
If I pulled up my notes right now, I could refresh because that was a very lengthy course. So let me just pull up my notes and
Yeah.
read them
Oh,
off for you.
absolutely.
Are there any other heavy lifting tips that you want to share with anybody listening for your girlies, my girlies, our girlies?
Our girlies now.
Yes, our girls.
Yes. So, I mean, firstly, I just want to say whatever limits you have on yourself, remove them. They do not benefit you. They'll hold you back. They suck. Limits suck. And as women, we have so many limits placed on us without even being consciously aware that they're there until you push past that boundary. Like, for example, when I first started getting into lifting, I've never seen a girl bench a plate. I didn't even think it was possible. I had no idea. And it wasn't until I actually started seeing it and being exposed to that, that's when I was like, oh, wait, maybe I could do that if I trained for it, you know?
That's
So
so true.
just, you just, if you're not exposed to it, you don't think it's possible. So I would just encourage everyone to just really ditch every single belief you have in regard to like limits.
I love
'Cause
that.
we don't have any,
Yeah.
really. And we shouldn't. And then, yeah, another thing is, I know that the girlies are scared of increasing the weight. Just like when I talked about earlier, it always feels hard. You know, like
Yeah.
those sets of 8 to 12, they're always going to feel hard no matter what weight you're at. So if you are looking to increase the weight, you just have to be okay with doing less than 8 reps. And I know that may be unpopular, there's absolutely nothing wrong with doing under 8 reps, especially if you're pushing your boundaries. Because that is a huge way to get those working sets to feel a lot easier, those working sets of 8 to 12.
Yep.
And from my experience, is like once you hit a certain threshold of weight, I find this especially for like Bulgarians, RDLs, shoulder press. Once you get to a certain weight, it all just feels heavy as hell.
Yeah.
I can't even distinguish what's 70 and what's 90. Like I have no concept of that because it all just feels heavy. So you might as well increase your weight, you know, once it, because it
There you
all
have
just
it.
feels the
There
same.
you have it. It's all a struggle. You're going to be crying and hating yourself no matter what. So you may as well go up 5 pounds, if not 10,
You,
if not 30.
I know. Yeah. So I know a lot of people are really scared of doing less than 8 reps just because that's what we're told is not beneficial. But what I would do if you're trying to increase is just on like shoulder press, for example. So you're not doing like a full strength program, like
Yeah.
I said for squats, you're not doing that. You would just do like, okay, one warm up set and then keep increasing the weight for like your 2 or 3 working sets. And then your last set, let's see what you can do. Like
That's
let's,
100%.
if you get 1 rep, great. If you get 3 reps, sick. Let's go. Just see. And then if you're really feeling out for it, do a little back off set after. Make sure like you're really growing that muscle, really growing that strength. But yeah, you literally don't know until you try it. So you might as well just send it.
Fully send it.
Yeah.
I love what you said about limits to just remove those. That is so powerful. That's a big takeaway for me. And I know for everyone else listening, absolutely loved that. And yeah, I'm always for push yourself more, increase your weight as you fall in love with the journey in the gym and just finding those new exciting things of, oh, now I got 20s. Let me try next week. Oh, now I got 30s. That is
It
going to
is
help.
addicting.
It is addicting and it's going to help bring you back and the results will follow because you're just falling in love with this entire process overall. So, oh, I love it. And the process is your life, right? Like literally we're talking about our lives. We've been in the gym for years. Like this
it's
is my
so
life.
Fun.
It's so fun.
I know.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Let's now, both of us asked on Instagram some fun gym girl advice. We'll each do a couple. I can ask
okay,
mine first because I have mine pulled up. So
yeah, I have like 9, but
okay.
We'll definitely pick and choose like
Okay, cool.
a couple.
Yeah.
I just wrote down like I was just brainstorming.
I love that. Well, this
Okay.
one I feel like we actually answered. So I'll just read the question. It says how to be better at trusting the process and being patient. I feel like we've already answered that one of find the joy in the journey and make it your life. Like change.
Make it a game.
Yeah,
Make
change
it
your
like
perspective.
A fun little game. Like, okay, I did this weight this week. Let's see about next week. Like,
Yeah.
let's really try to push yourself and see what you can do. Because there's literally nothing more fun and there's no better feeling than leaving the gym with a PR. No better feeling.
100%.
You
Yep.
feel so capable, so competent. And yeah, that's gonna beat a physique progress pick any day,
Yeah.
in my opinion.
Mine too. I second that.
Yeah.
You got two people here agreeing.
Yes.
Let's go. Okay, so this one will answer. It says, how do you not let all the know-it-alls get to you? Does it stress you out or make you feel like you don't know what you're doing? How do you feel about know-it-alls?
I still don't know what I'm doing, and I actually know a lot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Know-it-alls, like the way I feel about know-it-alls is if they actually knew it all, they wouldn't have to say it.
Okay, literally, yes.
Yes. So, like, whenever someone's yapping their little mouth off to me,
Freaking
just
yapping.
saying, like, there's a difference between someone, like, actually, you're having a conversation, you guys are both learning from the conversation, talking about it, and then someone who's just like absolutely yapping in your ear unconsensually.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those people, I'm like, okay, first of all, you don't know shit if you have to say all of this and make it sound almost not like English. I think there's
Yeah.
so much power in someone explaining something very difficult to you, but in a way that is normal. And just like you're having a normal conversation, they know how to explain things to where you'll understand and not feel dumb.
Yep.
And those are the really, really smart people. So don't trust someone who's just,
Thinks that they know it
spitting
all,
stuff out.
or feel I feel like that type of person just feels like they need to, they're like trying to flex their knowledge. And it's like,
And
yeah,
you
but
know
if
what,
you
babe?
really,
Like,
yeah, if you really knew that, you would know how to dumb it down to not make it sound like that
yes.
so everyone can understand, because then you've internalized the knowledge just spitting at me this textbook where you don't even know what you're saying. So, yeah. And
I know.
sometimes the loudest people, they just need to flex, you know?
I
So,
know. And they're gonna seem like the most knowledgeable just because they're louder than the other people. But, I don't know. They need to go to therapy or something.
Don't get intimidated, and everybody is constantly learning. Nobody really knows all of it. Everybody's constantly trying
No,
to learn.
no.
So,
Yeah,
yeah.
I absolutely agree.
All right. You want to read one of yours?
Yes, let's pick one. Let's go. Okay, this is kind of fun. How to approach a gym crush.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Okay. You have to go
Oh,
first
yes.
because we talk about this on the podcast often. So let's hear it. What are your thoughts?
So
This coming from personal experience? Is that your question and you're asking me for advice? I'm kidding. I'm
yeah,
kidding.
I mean,
I joke.
honestly,
I joke.
truly,
Asking for a friend. Wink, wink.
I'm absolutely the type to just send it. Like,
Yeah, we can tell.
whatever.
We love it. No, like literally, that's why I'm like, I love this girl. So,
And
yeah.
like fake it till you make it. I'm actually like, I'm not like the most confident person ever, but I'm just faking it. Like if
Just
I'm
out here.
str I know if I'm strolling out up to a guy and I'm like, you know what? Come on, let's send it.
Yeah, let's do
They're
it.
gonna sense that energy and they're gonna be like, damn, that was kind of sexy now that you're
Let's go.
now that you're rolling up. So I would say do it in a respectful way. Like, obviously everyone knows not to do it like mid-set. I've had some people like wait outside for me. Like, let's not do that. Like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, because then I would think as a girl overthinking, oh, they're gonna see my car, they're walking me to my car. Like, what are they trying to do? Yeah, okay, vibe. So
Very
keep it in the
strange.
gym where it's public.
Keep
Yeah,
it in the
okay.
gym. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say just like start always comment on their work ethic or never drop anything about their body and what they look like. Never compliment their body or anything.
I love that.
Just say, you know what? I see you here all the time. Like, I just thought I'd introduce myself, you know, like I see you every day, but might as well. And yeah, I just want to say you're putting in a lot of work and I can see that. Good on you. Yeah, just say something like that. Just don't say anything in regard to their looks, because that's just too forward.
Yeah.
Especially if they have a girlfriend or something. That's not cute. No.
I love that.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah.
Thank
only,
you.
The I mean, you really said everything. I'd say the only thing I'd add is, yeah, I mean, just not during a set, like before or after, but you literally already said that. So I'm with you. I'm with you all the way on
yeah,
that. And just send
absolutely.
It. Just talk to them. What do you have
just
to
send
lose?
it.
What do you have to lose?
Yes, nothing. If they have a girlfriend, be like, okay, she's probably great. Sorry.
Yeah, she's great. Sorry. I hope you don't take offense. Keep killing it.
Slay.
Yeah,
lucky.
slay.
But yeah, okay, next one.
Let's see. Well, this one says, remember, bloating happens to all of us. We kind of already talked about that, actually. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I want to hear your
the
thoughts
deuce.
On this. How to tone versus build muscle. I do not mean to laugh at your question.
No,
but
because
this is very common. So,
baby, I have been there. I'm laughing
yes.
Because I have been there.
Yes.
And that's why she's giggling to me when she
yes.
asked that.
Yes.
Because she knows what I'm going to say. So basically, the definition of toning is building muscle. So if you want to get toned, you want to build as much muscle mass as possible for your body. And that's when you'll get that really toned look. If you lose weight, and if you go in with the intention of like, okay, I'm gonna lose weight because I want to look toned, and then you don't have muscle underneath that weight, I don't think you'll like how you look.
Yep.
Just because you're going for the toned look. Yeah, muscle is like, that's exactly what gives you that toned look. So yeah, do you
yes.
have anything else to add?
No, that is 100% true. And I can't remember exactly how somebody said it, and this probably is not how they said it, but somebody said, yeah, if again, to your point of, if you're just going into it with trying to lose weight, you're not going to have any muscle underneath that. So you're not going to look toned because you haven't built
yeah.
any of that muscle. Tone is
yeah.
muscle to what people think. They think of lean muscle. Again, lean muscle is just having muscle
it's
mass,
muscle.
Period,
yeah.
with a lower body fat percentage, period.
Yeah.
So that is what a toned person is. They have muscle and they're at a lower body fat percentage. So you need to have both of those things if you want to have that toned look, which I love.
Yeah.
Build that
And
muscle.
I really don't. Yeah, exactly. And I really don't like the term losing weight, because that also, when you say losing weight, that's a umbrella term.
Yeah.
And you're also gonna lose muscle if you're losing weight.
Yeah.
Whereas like,
which is
if
what
you
you
say,
don't want to do.
Which is what you don't want if you want to look toned. If you want to look toned, you got to use language like, okay, I want to lose fat and keep my muscle.
Yes.
And build muscle, you know, like that's what's really gonna make you satisfied with the end result.
Yep.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay.
You know, we're all for the building muscle.
We
It's
are
so
all
good.
For that.
Well, it's good for
okay,
you as you get older, because your muscles are only going to continuously deteriorate. So you
oh,
have to build
yeah.
them, and it just makes you stronger overall. I'm always like, you want to carry your groceries in. You want to move your furniture into your house. Like, if you want to be a strong and confident woman, like, you're going to feel so capable having muscle. And again, you're going to be more in that hypertrophy range of, you know, more of 8 to 10. But again, test your strength. When you get there, you know, there's
yeah.
phases, you know, get comfy in the gym, get into your hypertrophy, realize,
oh my gosh, yes.
After 3 months of lifting, you're like, wow, I'm not bulky. I've literally been weightlifting for 6 years. You've been weightlifting forever. Not bulky.
Yes.
Literally.
No, not bulky.
Okay. This is always my point. I'm like, boys, literally when they're like 18, they're like, I want to be huge. they can't do it themselves. You understand that they are going on steroids because they cannot get big enough. So it will not happen to you. I think what girls should be saying is like, I want to build muscle and have a lower body fat percentage, right?
Yes.
Because they don't want to look fluffy, I think is what they want. And sometimes that comes with building muscle. But again, that's part of the phase sometimes. But also, if you're a newbie gain, there's so much that goes into it. But yes.
So many factors. Yeah. I just, some of the language that people mm-hmm. use, I don't think they mean anything by it, but it's like, it's actually not what they're going for.
Yes.
And not what they'll be satisfied with. And yeah, that's a great point that you brought up. Like, think of all the 18-year-old kids and how much they eat. Like, they're probably upwards of like way more than 3,000 calories a day just to try and get muscle, and they can have a hard time with it.
Genetics do play a role. Some just can't do it.
And they have testosterone, so it's
come on. No, like literally, I promise, like, you will not look like a man, and if your nutrition is on point and you're incorporating resistance training, you're gonna
look golden.
You're gonna look so freaking good. So
and you're going to feel good because you're going to be lifting all that weight, and the confidence is going to skyrocket. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is going to make you actually feel even better. Yep. Okay. Go ahead and ask one of yours.
Yes, of course.
yes, of course.
Of course. Okay. So I would say, I thought this one was cool. What type of birth control are you on, and do you think it affects gains?
Oh, I am not on birth control. I have not been on birth control since 2018, 2019, like a pill or anything.
And were you working out before that?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, after the first time we decided to get pregnant, I just went off birth control, and I was like, when it happens, it happens. And I never got back on.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know. I got in my head about it because I hear so many bad stories about it. And it was horrible when everybody was talking about it. And I'm like, I'm just not going to go back on. We're going to figure something else out. And I haven't had any problems. What about you?
So I actually, when everyone was talking about that, especially on TikTok, about like, oh, I went off birth control and I feel so good, whatever. Like, when everyone was in that phase, I was a little influenced. Like, I thought about it, but I don't know. Because people were saying they use like a little, what is it? What is it even called? Like a I can't even say that word.
I don't thermometer. Even know. A thermometer? And they, like,
Yeah. And they track their temperature, and like they have an app that that's their birth control, is just doing everything through an app. And then
figuring out ovulation and all that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And you know what? I love that. I actually think that's beautiful. That is stunning. However, I'm just like, I forget to take like pills every day. So let alone add another thing into that.
Yeah.
I don't think I would deal well with that. So yeah, I've had a hormonal IUD for 5 years. I'm actually getting a new one tomorrow, so pray for me.
Oh, man. I will be.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
No, I don't think it's affected any of my gains.
Me neither.
I honestly think women just, like, we have a lot of stuff thrown at us.
Yeah,
like, it, so many factors are against us. So
yes. It's so hard, and everyone's different. Everyone's cycle is different. It is so hard, and I feel like that's why the research is challenging, because I feel like there's not 100% an answer. So
there's just too many factors.
Yeah.
Everyone's just way too different to draw any conclusions. That's why I hate when people are just like, oh, this is the best way. No.
Yeah. Like, and it might not be for you. Yeah. Not for everyone. No. I was on the pill forever, and I didn't feel like I had any side effects. I didn't have issues with weight gain or, I don't know, whatever else people have concerns about it, but I mean, I was on the pill from like 2010 to 2018. I was forever, you know, high school all through. Yeah. And I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah. I think a lot of stuff affects whether you can make gains or not. I would not say in my experience that it's played any role, but I know for some women it has, because obviously it has been a discussion.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just gotta find out what works for you. Yeah, I don't.
Which is what's the hard part.
What else? Right? I know.
Like, you have that's to, what's hard. Is it trial and error? Trial is and not error. Fun because.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ones you want to answer? We can answer yours. All of mine, I feel like we've done.
I have. This is a quote. I start to feel so horrible and degrade myself after not going to the gym for a few days. So for that, I would say just that's so silly, because muscle, I think it's like, I think you start to lose muscle, I read this somewhere, after 6 weeks of not going at all. After not training your muscle, that's when you start to lose it. So you got 6 weeks of time before that goes. So like, progress, never be worried about progress. Never be worried that you can't go to the gym for an entire week. Like, that's, it's just not that deep. The gym is not that deep. You know, you go because you like it. You go because you enjoy it. You have your entire life to get these goals, to go to the gym, make progress. You have your entire life. There's no time limit. Take your time. Yeah. Take 2 weeks off. Take a month off. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, being consistent is important, but don't be so consistent that you're degrading yourself, and being so hard on yourself when you don't meet your expectations of yourself, you know? Yeah, that's kind of what I have to say. Like, obviously, strength, if you take like a month off, your strength is going to go down just because your body is not used to it, but it also comes back so fast.
Yes, so, muscle memory is a thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You'll bounce back so quick. So especially if you're concerned about not going for a few days, take those few days. You'll actually come back feeling quite strong because you rested.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true because, well, I know that's true because I've done that where I've had to take a couple of days off. And I think what has helped me as a mom, because there are even more variables in my life, right? I don't have the luxury of being able to go to the gym whenever I want anymore, creating my own schedule routine. You know, this is the life I chose. I'm so happy for it. But there are a lot of different complications when it comes to being a mom and just scheduling everything out, that a lot of times I have to miss days. A lot of times my workouts are 30 minutes. A lot of times there are so many things thrown at me. So I think changing your mindset again of, I love that you, Kate, have a long mindset that you're like, yeah, this is for life, because that's what I'm always, always saying. And that just aligns with me so well of, think a little bit bigger of a picture. I know that 6 weeks programs and you lose 30 pounds in 10 days, like, that is what's always thrown at us, but like, it's actually impossible to do that. But just like, try to work on that mindset, I think. And the biggest piece of advice I could say is count your wins. So this is something I recently started doing when I was unable to go to the gym a lot of times, or I have to skip because Vinny's sick or something.
Yeah.
I will count my wins. Like, oh, you know, I wanted 4 workouts this week, but I only made 2. I still got 2 workouts in. That is amazing.
Yes.
I'm counting those wins instead of saying, oh, I missed 2 workouts, or I missed a workout this week. Cause I'd try to go 5 days and I'd miss a day and I'd only go 4, and I'd be like, oh, but you know, I wasn't able to go this day. I'm so frustrated. excuse me, you went 4
what
days.
What does that benefit?
Yeah, you know? Like that, like, literally does
you got
nothing.
4 days in.
Let's go. Yeah. So I think trying to have that mental shift, and it's going to take some time to work through that mentally, of because it's hard, especially when we tell ourselves these things and make up this narrative and have this expectation. It's hard when we're not measuring up to that, especially if you are, you know, we talked about being hard on ourselves mentally. So, yeah.
It's yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And the gains come back. I know.
Oh my gosh, to the
from
other.
Experience of being pregnant, gaining 50 pounds or something, 40 pounds, having a child.
That is resiliency at its finest.
Hey, that was the word of last, that's last week's word of the week, resilience.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that word.
Wow.
I am down bad for that word. That's beautiful. Wow.
A marriage. We love that.
A marriage.
Yes.
Yes.
Are there any other questions you want to answer?
There's a bunch, but we also, like, we covered so much.
Okay,
like,
cool.
We covered a lot of the a lot of the questions that I got. That I didn't write down, smoked those the entire time.
That's how
smoked
you know
them.
It's a good episode. It's a good chat. I will ask the last question then and we'll wrap up. But what is one thing, and you have literally already answered this, but what is one thing you would tell your younger self?
Oh, I love these questions.
I know. I end of the podcast.
I love them. It's not fitness related. It's more
That's fine.
Self-love. But I would say a big thing that I had to learn and that I would go back and tell my younger self is your value doesn't decrease based on someone's ability to see your worth. And that's what I really, really struggled with growing up, is because when people didn't like me, or when, you know, friends abandoned me or boyfriends dumped me, whatever, people that you really cared for left, it's really, really hard to not take that personally. Incredibly hard. And I remember just torturing myself with all this negative self-talk, being like, oh, I'm not good enough, people are better. And then you start to compare yourself to others and be like, okay, well, why did I get left for this person? What makes them so great? And it's a rabbit hole of just like self-blame. And what I find is when there's a lot of ambiguity, our brain just tries to relentlessly come up with answers for these questions that we're asking. And this results in a lot of self-blame, which is horrible for us. It's absolutely horrible. It's detrimental, really. I just learned it's so important to love yourself and accept yourself. And when you do this, and when your love comes from within, there's just no amount of external invalidation that can ever rock you or ever shake you or anything. Like, and that's, you definitely have to learn that the hard way is what I'm. But still, I would tell my younger self that, because it's, everyone needs to know that. And you just gotta like yourself, you know?
I think this has been an amazing episode of chatting about confidence, learning to love yourself, finding what works for you, getting that confidence inside, outside of the gym. This has been awesome. So thank you so much for joining me and sharing everything about yourself and your journey.
I loved this. Thank you so much for having me. This was amazing. And you're amazing. I love talking to you. I could do it all day.
Aw, a treat. Well, maybe we'll have you on for a Gym Girls episode. So sometimes I'll have people write in gym stories, and we read them, and they're wild. They're so funny.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Okay, they're so fun. You're just dying. Yeah.
Such a time. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, if I'm ever near, you're not near Toronto. You're on the other side, right? West coast of Canada.
Yes, correct.
Bummer. Because I'm like 2 hours from Toronto, but oh well. One,
I
maybe,
know.
maybe someday, maybe someday we could do these
We'll
in
meet.
person. I know.
Yes, we'll meet.
Yay. Well, thank you again, seriously, so much for coming on the podcast. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you on socials so they can stalk you, love you, everyone blow her up with how much you love her.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So both my TikTok and Instagram are just Daily Lifts, and the daily has a little E in there. So beware of that. It's not daily news.
Yes. Daily Lifts with an E.
Daily Lifts with an E. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep. Yay. Well, you'll be tagged in the show notes and everything, and everybody on the podcast Instagram, go spam her, show her love, and tell us your favorite thing that you learned from this episode or a takeaway that you have. And with that being said, thanks again so much for coming on. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and games.
Bye.
You're listening to the Fun and Games podcast with your host, Brittany Lupton. Thanks for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and we'll see you all next time for some more fun and games.
Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.